Good morning. Wake up. You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Breakfast has been served and it's in a roll.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I'd scrambled ones this morning. On McCambridge with some sesame oil. And then I had sriracha mayo on top of it.
Disgusting.
What?
You should put try cheddar cheese and some cherry tomatoes and some onions all mixed up with scrambled egg. Delicious.
I'd say it is delicious, but yeah. I don't want tomatoes the first thing in the morning, you know.
What do you mean?
And a whole lot of cheese first thing in the morning.
Oh, breakfast of champions, my friend.
Everything you say that you have for breakfast is a breakfast for champions.
Yeah, like the two biscuits I had today.
I think you should bring out a breakfast cookbook and call Breakfast of Champions in it every single meal.
Christmas cookbook, Breakfast of Champions. Yeah.
What do you have? An egg and cheese. What's in day two?
Roses.
A box of roses.
Yeah.
All right. Oh yeah, we were talking about people who stay up late at night and curse. Have they got a higher IQ?
Luna, would you say to yourself now, maybe you could admit it and be very open and honest with us, do you like to stay up late?
It's not that I like to stay up late, it's that I have no choice to stay up late because I need to give myself so I can have like an hour
okay.
at night time. So yes, I do like to stay up late.
I am a big stay up later, but I'm also a morning person as well, so I'm...
Oh, bully for you, the best of both worlds.
It's not really when you like staying up late and have to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
I know, tell me about it.
It's a pain. But here's the thing. How are you with your cursing levels? Not on the radio now, in your own personal life.
Sugar plum fairy.
You are not.
I know, that's what I've trained myself to say.
All right.
In front of the twins is sugar plum fairy.
So would you admit then that you would be a potty mouth? When the twins aren't around.
Sure thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, you are. You are.
I am. Am I?
Yeah, you're a potty mouth.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing because new research, Una, has found that if you're a night owl and curse a lot, that you've a higher IQ than everyone else.
So what do you say? We're smarty pants.
Yeah. But wasn't the research before is saying that if you use curse words and if you are a bit of a body mouth, that you have a lower IQ because you're not able to express yourself properly and be able to use a wider range of vocabulary, you know? Do you know what I mean?
No. They say if you're messy as well, that you're creative.
No.
And I'm a slob, so
no,
I...
No. It doesn't
joking,
work like that
anymore.
You can't just make up things on the radio.
I'm not making it up. I'm joking.
You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Our survey says how many people, 67% of Irish people don't do this anymore once they get older. When you hear the answer, I didn't agree with it.
Shave.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think when people get older, they stop shaving?
I mean, like, why? You stop shaving and it suits you.
I didn't get old, though.
And I mean, like, hair is there. Do you know what I mean? It's there. So let it nest there. Do you know?
It's only there in certain places.
Well. Just, you know, for example. No, I'm not going to get into it. All right, there you go. Shaving. That's my answer.
All right.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
Donald, what is our survey saying this morning?
Today, survey says 67% of Irish people say they don't do this anymore now they're older.
Oh.
What is it they do? What don't they do now they're a bit older?
Una? Oh my God.
No, I'm only joking. No. When you get older, 67% of people, what is it?
Yeah, they say they don't do this now they're older.
Is it care about what other people think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's very freeing.
That's a very good
freeing.
Shout.
Freeing, yeah. Because you know there's a lot of people out there and they're just like, you know, thinking their thoughts, whatever their thoughts are. Don't try and control their thoughts. Just be like, I don't care.
Say what
I
you
do
say.
Me, I stay in my lane, you stay in your lane. Yeah. Don't control their thoughts.
It's good thinking. It's not the answer, no. I'd say it'd be a high percentage though when you get older, yeah.
Yeah.
This could be just a bit older. It doesn't have to be a lot older either.
Is this staying out past like 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Like they've had their fill. They're just like, oh no, go home now, in bed by midnight.
Boring.
Yeah.
Happy to be cuddled up in the bed, yeah. No, it's not the answer, no.
It's not the answer.
No, I'm sorry.
All right, get your guesses in 087-1102-107. Send us a voice note. Here's the question.
Survey says 67% of Irish people say they don't do this anymore now they're older.
What do you reckon it is? Let's get some guesses in on 087-1102-107.
67% of Irish people say they don't do this anymore now they're a bit older.
What is it that you don't do anymore? Larry!
Morning, lads! Larry here.
Oh, hiya, Larry.
Is it a cup your fart and throw it into your partner's face? Yeah, kind of give up doing that. Don't think she likes it.
Jesus, Larry.
Larry, that's gank.
That is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. Your poor missus.
It's also pretty funny.
Yeah, it
don't
is.
Do it, though. Don't yeah. do it. Don't do it. Is that the answer?
It's not the answer.
Oh,
no,
who's it?
It's good
I'm
guess.
Surprised.
All right, let's get some guesses. 087-1102-107. What is the question?
It says 67% of Irish people say they don't do this anymore. Now they're a bit older.
They've given up buying branded clothes, like designer clothes and everything like that. They don't. They just like listen. Whatever. I don't need to have like somebody's brand name across the front of my shirt or anything
just
like that.
Have practical clothes. Is that the job? No, it's not the answer.
Oh God,
no,
damn it.
Quiva Nay says, "Is it give wet willies, lol?"
You should never give up. Giving wet willies.
They're fun.
They are.
They have fun, yeah. No, it's not the answer now.
Oh, no, I will give you €50 today if you surprise our boss Ben with a wet willy. Will you do it?
He'd love that.
€50. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No way.
Just say, here, Ben, I need to talk to you about a second. Go,
That's so...
Oh, what's it like the time that you need to leave your finger in somebody's ear with a wet willy?
Oh, I don't know.
Actually, maybe you shouldn't do it because you have a dicky tummy today, don't you?
I do have a dicky tummy today. Yeah.
67% of Irish people say they don't do this anymore now they're a bit older. What is it?
This message that came in from Larry earlier on.
Morning, lads. Larry here. Is it a cup your fart and throw it into your partner's face?
We said that was disgusting, but Una did say it was a wet willy's. Oh, no. Yeah.
We had a message in.
Quiva said, is it a wet willy?
And do you love a wet willy?
I don't love a wet willy.
You're going to do it to our boss Ben later.
I'll give you €50 if you give our boss Ben a wet willy.
No, I started it.
Well, I'm finished it.
Hiya. But willies aren't acceptable. But cup and farts is not. Use your gas, people.
Maybe should put it out. Maybe that should be our hill I'll die on this morning. Wet willies are acceptable and cupping farts isn't.
Cupping farts is way worse than a wet willy. A wet willy is harmless fun. Cupping farts, it's taking it to a whole new level of...
I don't know. You're inserting a wet finger into somebody's ear. I don't think that's acceptable.
I mean, that's just a kind of sensory. But when you cup a fart, that's like... That takes over all of your senses and it just makes you feel... I don't know, claustrophobic?
I know somebody who lost her sight for 24 hours from doing that.
For smelling a cupped fart?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Good morning, it's Ricky here in Sligo.
Hey, McKay!
Would the answer to Scally's Alley be 67% of Irish people don't do what they loved doing when they were children, like?
Oh, yeah, so, the things that you used to love doing as children. Is that it?
No, it's not the answer. No, it's kind of close, but it's not. It's, right. no, I mean, right. it's broadly.
Morning, guys.
Close.
Just wondering, is the answer to today at Scanny's Alley? It's kind of like being sociable or meeting up with friends or something like that.
Meeting with friends, being social. So you reckon the older you get, the less likely you are to do it.
Yeah, you just chill out at home, enjoy your own space more. No, not the answer. No,
I think we need to get a guess.
I think
the answer is.
You're going to take your finger out of your mouth and stop coming towards me. Now. See what you're doing.
67% of Irish people say they don't watch cartoons as much now they're older.
Who doesn't watch cartoons?
I know. Yeah, there's some great cartoons.
Oh my god, I love cartoons.
Yeah.
Well, like your Family Guys, the new season of South Park, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Bluey is lovely.
Pardon?
Bluey.
Well, you watch that because of the kids.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It is lovely.
Do you watch it in your own time?
Yeah.
When they're watching it, I'll watch it with them.
So you don't have a choice to watch it?
I don't have a choice to watch it, no. If I just want 5 minutes apiece, then yeah.
Oh, Bluey. Bluey's on the box.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Missed the show? No biggie. We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Cartoons. Everybody needs to watch them. You watch cartoons.
Oh my God, big fan of Bluey.
Yeah, but what about adult cartoons? Family Guy, American Dad, Rick and Morty, Solar Opposites, South Park.
Oh, love South Park.
Yeah.
Cast
your mind back to maybe college days. All right, you ready for this?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how y'all doing there? I'll sell some propane.
What's that again?
King of the Hill.
Oh my God.
It's coming back.
What about Beavis and Butthead?
Go on, you do a good Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis.
Yeah, I need TP for my bunghole. I am the great Cornholio.
I am Cornholio. I need TP for my bunghole.
Always relatable, Cooper. All right. We'd fun with our new game. It's called Rhyme It.
Rhyme It. Just a little bit. No, all of it.
So Rhyme It is where you get to answer the questions by rhyming it with the word that we give you. Playing this morning, let's go to Sligo. Good morning, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, how are you doing?
Really good, thanks very much. How are you feeling today?
I'm all right. I'm all right now.
Did you hear yesterday's Rhyme It where Claire got a score of 8?
Oh, no, I actually missed it yesterday.
Yeah, it was 8 now, technically.
Controversial.
It was probably 7.
It was
but,
8.
Yeah, but I was overruled by it, but there you go. So maybe if I mishear you, you might get some extra points, but sure, I don't have the final say in this.
No, you don't.
I probably won't.
I'm only the pusher and the knob twister. That's all I do in this.
Good at that.
Okay, listen, let's find out what word it is that you have to rhyme with today.
Your word today, Helen, is shawl.
Shawl.
Okay. Like the Galway one. Shawl.
Aye, yeah.
Okay, shawl. Yeah. Shawl it is. All right, you ready? Your 30 seconds start now.
When you're not too big, you are what?
Small.
You kick this around on the pitch.
Ball.
When you slip, you usually what?
Somersault.
You hang pictures...
Fall.
You hang pictures on the what?
Wall.
When you move around in all fours, you what?
Squash.
A shopping centre in America is called...
A mall.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Was that in time?
That was in time,
that
yeah.
That was in time, was in time. I'm looking at 5 here. You got that. There was one that you tripped up on, which ironically was when you slip, you usually...
Fall.
Yeah. You said somersault. Somersault rhymes with shawl, right? No, you did come back, though. You did redeem yourself. And you got a decent score of 5, but it's not the highest score of the week. So Claire is still in the lead to get the mystery bag. And they can have a rummage through Una's drawers, which last week there was a set. A candle and a pillow in the shape of a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Thank you so much for coming
Thanks,
on.
Helen.
All right.
Thanks very much.
All right, look after yourself. When we do the Hill of Diamond on Tuesday, it's a really good opportunity for you to have your 087 and whatever mine is, you just shout this
rhyme with your name and location.
All right, go ahead.
You always go boring
because most of the time it is.
It's because
it's just your personality, dude. That's okay. Oh, don't apologize for it.
My
boring
God. Yeah. It's because anything that I do is just an effort.
Boring.
To you. It's an effort to you. You can't do this.
Boring. That's what my twins do to me. My 4-year-old twins. So there you go.
Do you know what's going to happen? You're gonna be called up to be on a debate team. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, you have really good opinions on things.
Yeah, I
Would
do.
You be on the debate team?
Yeah.
And I'd be like standing up here now, and I think. Where my opinion
boring
anyway Una thinks
he's boring.
Oh my God. Here's the hill I'll die on.
This is Cooper and Una, and we want to split the nation. You ready for this, Una? The hill that you will die on this morning:
ironing your clothes is a waste of time.
Boring.
No, I think you'll find you're boring.
No.
They're just going to get wrinkled the minute you wear them anyway. So you've just wasted all that time. And there are so many other things you could be doing with your time that would be more beneficial to your health or just for your overall pleasure. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, why stand up ironing when you can sit down scrolling? Do you know what I mean? And look up like healthy recipes and, you know, the latest somatic yoga trends that you could be doing. You could be enriching your life, Cooper, with all this knowledge and information instead of time spent standing over the torture device. Because that's all it is. Think of the damage that's doing to your back. I mean,
if you have the ironing board at the correct height, it's not doing any damage to your back.
You're still bending.
No, you're not.
You're still standing, still bending.
Standing is really good for you.
Standing and walking, not just standing in the one spot, I think you'll find it's bad for your joints.
Moving around, you're ironing back forward like this. Is okay, I'm all for ironing because
I know.
You in particular, you gotta have some pride in your appearance, and I would have thought that you, of all people, especially for somebody that works in the entertainment industry.
Are you saying I take no pride in my appearance?
You can't just step out.
I'm a busy woman twins. You think I should be coming in here at half five in the morning,
you just said
dressed up to the nines? Maybe I should have my lashes on and my boobs out and my nails done. Is that what you're implying?
They're not. But seriously, like, you have earned the nickname Crinkle Guna Una.
Oh, really? Have I?
Yeah, because you walk around in your creased clothes while you've just admitted that you don't have time because you're doom scrolling looking for healthy recipes. Show me the last thing that you made off of watching stuff on TikTok and Instagram. Show me the last thing you made. Any pride in it?
I made meatballs the other night.
You don't need to look up a recipe on TikTok for that, missus.
People are so weird about wrinkles. Like, my friend wouldn't let me out of the house one night because my skirt was wrinkled, and she actually went and ironed it by herself so I wouldn't leave the house all crinkled. I just don't understand it. I genuinely do not understand it.
You don't understand it? No. It's literally because when you walk outside, it's kind of like, oh, did you sleep in those clothes?
Mind your business.
I just don't care how I look, basically.
And if that's... Look, stay in your own lane.
Look at me.
You've got crinkles. You've got so many crinkles.
I don't have any crinkles.
You do.
This was ironed this morning. And I used my iron this morning. You know, and I used some, you know...
Do you have a robot iron? Like, you have a robot in your house to do everything else?
No. I have a regular iron. And I use the water from the tumble dryer to put into the iron. So it's better for the iron as well.
Oh,
you rolled my your... Okay, 087 1102 107. Should you care in the world, the hill you'll die on, and iron your clothes or not iron before you leave
the
house?
Waste of time.
Now, I don't go as far as ironing my underwear and socks.
Okay, Donald does.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and some people iron their bed sheets.
Oh, yeah, well, I'd iron the bed sheets. Nothing worse than getting... Imagine somebody came over to the house and they looked into your bedroom and it was all crinkled and crumpled and stuff like that.
That's well, like, tough. If they're coming over to my house, there's wrinkles.
Una.
Ironing your clothes is a waste of time.
Unbelievable.
I'm right.
No, you're not
right. You're agreeing with me.
Okay, strangely enough, I'm yet to see anybody to agree with me on this, that you should iron your clothes. A little bit of like kind of like pride in your appearance. Go on. I know I'm casual Cooper when it comes to how I dress, but also it's like I don't, you know, walk out in crumpled tees. I'm not like, crinkled Guna Una over there.
Crinkled Guna Una? I don't wear Gunas anyway.
Donna says, is Cooper doing the ironing or the wife?
That is a great point, Donna.
Really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I am doing it.
Do you do everyone's ironing or just your own?
If needed, I'll do it.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, well, like, you know, we all help out around the house.
So you iron your teenagers' clothes? Because they really appreciate that, because they really do love when their clothes aren't crinkled.
Yeah, they love that. Yeah, they absolutely love it. No, I make them do it themselves. They do it themselves. Right, we got Lisa on the phone. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa.
Oh, good morning.
So what are you saying? Are you in agreement with Una on this, that ironing's a waste of time, that you should just go out all crinkly?
Yeah, I'm all for Una's crinkliness. Although, to be fair, how crinkled are they? You know, it's not.
Looks like she slept on the couch.
That's not true. And stop judging me for the way I look coming in early in the mornings. Are you saying I should be making more of an effort?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. HR, hello.
Yeah, no, I'm all for just, you know, if it's really bad, throw it in the tumble dryer for a minute, shake it out, and throw it on.
I wouldn't even do that now, to be honest, but they come out of the tumble dryer, and if you fold them, then they're grand. Not a bother.
Don't like using the tumble dryer for drying clothes, t-shirts in particular, because it shrinks them.
So what do you do when it's raining?
What?
How do you dry them when it's raining outside?
Clothes horse.
Oh, that creates a lot of damp and spores and stuff and mold in your house. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
No, I'm fine. We don't have damp or mold or spores in the house.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah. And we have it right at the doors at the back of the kitchen where the sun comes in. And
I was wondering what that smell was when I was in your house the last time. Damp. Ew.
Do you hear that, Lisa? Do you hear what Una said?
Now, I'm all for drying clothes on the clothes horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, when there's good dry in there. That. When there's good dry in there. But when it's raining and stuff.
Yeah, well, you dry them inside in the house. Sure, your house is probably like an absolute sauna because the heating's on all the time.
True. Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But if you leave your windows open, it's fine. But listen, come here. Anyway, drying your clothes will just damage your clothes. You don't get the longevity out of it. Okay, so Lisa is on the side of Una. I'm not winning this
Thanks,
argument.
Lise.
Thanks, Lisa.
No problem.
Wrinkles forever. Yeah.
Wrinkles forever.
They build character.
This woman calling up the Botox department. Anyway.
I wish.
Una has, looks like she's got the entire nation on her side.
Yep.
I'm on my own. Maybe it's a dying skill. Maybe it's a thing that I'm just going to die with, that I'll be on the hill dying.
Yeah, you'll be there on your own while other people enjoy themselves.
Ironed clothes.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever ironed clothes?
Yes. Yes, I did. Long time ago now. Mm-hmm. My mom forced me to iron my shirt for school once or twice.
Like even starching your collar.
Starch? How do you starch your collar?
You spray starch on it and then you iron over it.
No, I've never done that.
Never?
Never, no. Nope.
Nothing more satisfying than a starch collar.
Right, if that's the way you live your life.
Nobody has agreed with me on this. I think everyone, maybe I just like to live a crinkle-free life.
Hi, iRadio. Lisa here. Cooper, I'm kind of on your page.
What?
I do iron. Not everything, but I do iron. I used to be very bad. My sister used to call me Iron Maiden. Because anytime she called out, I had to have the iron out. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's me. Have a good day, guys. Sorry, Una.
There you go.
That's okay. Each to their own.
Yeah, all right. Looks like I can get more on my side. All right, we've got to wrap this up now. Maybe that's it. I win. You lose.
No, I win.
Okay.
Morning, guys. Oh, my Lord. I am with Una. Because why, in God's name, would you want to iron your clothes when you put them on and your body heat will just get rid of the wrinkles? Well, that's my thinking on it anyways.
Do you think, but it doesn't completely iron them? It's not just that, it's just like how it looks, how it drinks.
Why does it bother you if other people have wrinkles or not? Just stay in your own lane. You want to iron? Grand. You want to iron your underpants? Even your underpants have notions.
Have you ever worn ironed underwear?
Have I ever? It's one of the best feelings.
Oh my
really.
God. Oh, do you know what it is? It's mystical and magical, isn't it? I was pretty sure we'd put this to bed, our Hill I'll Die In, and that you were just happy that you won this and that you were able to say, yeah, that's it. Everybody go live their life free. You don't need to iron your clothes, but the messages keep coming.
Yep. Morning, guys. Usually I'm a girl's girl, but today I'm on Cooper's side. Yes, ironing is a must. Saturday or Sunday evening, ironing boards out, ironing's on, and everything is getting prepped and ironed for the week ahead. No way are we going around with the wrinkles. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. No way with the wrinkles there, Una.
My God.
Would not put up with it. It's fair enough. You know what? I wouldn't be doing it myself. Laura's in Galway. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, wrinkle-free today. How are you?
Wrinkle-free too.
What's your story?
Sorry, that's okay.
Why are you wrinkle-free? Was it forced into you?
Yeah, my mom wouldn't let me outside the door when I was younger if there was a crease on my clothes. I remember if I put something on and it had a wrinkle in it, she'd make me take it off and she'd iron it before I'd leave.
Oh, my days.
It's great parenting right there.
Yeah.
Aren't you better for it? I bet you've got a great job and a great career and great prospects. I bet you're a good person, aren't you?
I say so, I don't know.
Let's judge you now. What do you do for a living?
I'm a paediatric occupational therapist.
Look at that, Una. Look at that. She's a paediatric occupational therapist and she's wrinkle free.
Wouldn't it be better if you had more time to do that amazing job that you do rather than being chained to the tyrannical yoke of the iron?
Not at all, Una. Look at her. Successful, wrinkle free. Unbelievable.
Listen,
I love that.
wrinkles are enriching, and you know, every wrinkle is a story, don't they say?
Oh my God.
Okay. That's true as well. It's true. It's just the way I grew up. No judgment to the wrinkle people.
Yeah, no shade.
No shade.
Definite shade. Don't let them in. All right, thanks, Laura. Look after yourself. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Now.
Listen to me. Why would you want to be confined to the chains of society, man? We're not here to conform. We're not sheep. We are the free thinkers, the leaders, the ones who aren't afraid to look shabby. Because, hey, if everyone wore the same dress, the world would be a very boring place. So here's to wrinkles, creases, and flipping the bird to the tyrannical iron. Every crease is a story, every fold is a memory. When you wear wrinkles, you are wearing authenticity. You are saying to the world, I am not a machine. I am original. I am organic. Stay wild, my wrinkle friends. Whew. Yeah. Like, listen, burn the bras, burn the irons. Throw them out. Irons out.
What has happened? Is that what you were off doing for the last 5 minutes,
yeah.
Writing that?
Yeah. I'm very proud of that. I nearly made myself cry, the emotion.
Do you know what? It would have looked better if we videoed that interview, no wrinkles though, but like, we decided not to bring the cameras out because you look like a disgrace. They're free, Die Hard and all that, yeah?
Yeah.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
If you were to pick a game, rhyme it or truth or trash, which is your favourite?
Truth or trash.
See, rhyme it's the new baby, the family.
I love rhyme it, but yeah. Truth or trash is, you know, it has my heart, man.
Well, let's let the podcast listener decide.
Mm-hmm. Truth or trash, it's a game that we like to play. Every day on iRadio, yay.
I suppose we bring facts and we've got to convince each other whether they are true, but they could be trash. Donald Scally, would you like to go, please?
I will go, yes. Officials granted permission to a couple in New Zealand to call their child Number 16 Bus Shelter.
Number 16 Bus Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Is this after...
Is that when the child was conceived?
When the child was born. Her name is Number 16 Bus Shelter.
Oh, where it was born.
So it could have been because that's where she was conceived.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Brooklyn. I'm saying true.
Brooklyn Beckham, apparently.
What? Was conceived in Brooklyn?
Apparently so. I don't know. I could have made that up. Oh, hey. No, I'm saying this is trash. I reckon there's another story like this. No, so I'm locking it
truth
in.
Truth and a trash.
I'm
okay.
Saying trash, lock it in.
Well, it is true. New Zealand authorities have the power to reject names that they find offensive, or they think the kids will be ridiculed. But New Zealand is known as the country with the strangest names, such as Violence and Twins Benson and Hedges and different. Yeah. So yeah, it is true. Number 16 Bus Shelter is out there somewhere.
Number 16, come in for your dinner.
And when they're angry, jeez. Number 16 Bus Shelter.
Full name, all right, very good. All right, I'm up. We were talking about ironing earlier on in The Hill I'll Die On, mm-hmm. Which was fun. And conveniently enough, Galway braces for the first ever Extreme Ironing Festival this weekend. In the event, the organisers have said that equal parts danger and dazzling pleats will see competitors hauling ironing boards across the city, attempting to press clothing in increasing precarious situations. So there's the Carb Rapids Crease Challenge. That you're on a paddleboard, ironing trousers, the Salt Hill Wrinkle Wipeout, Spanish Arch Steam Off, and the Air Square Iron Throne. So there's loads of things going on, and this is to add to the many festivals that happen in Galway.
Galway's cool.
And there's the
Galway is super cool. They are not going to have... I know there's an extreme ironing festival. I know it happens. And I think it happens on a mountain somewhere in the world, but I don't think it's happening in Galway
this weekend.
There's way too much going on in Galway for them to be inviting people with their irons down. I mean, where are they going to? They're all just going to place their irons on the Spanish Arch and around Air Square. Where are they going to plug in their irons, Cooper? They're not thinking straight. Which is
probably
silly facts.
Battery powered, especially if they're going to be
on a battery powered iron. Notions. Yeah.
Why is everything notions?
Or a charged one. You can charge. Mine charges and then you take it away with you. Like it's on a power bank thing.
A cordless one. Yeah. Is a battery in it, Una?
Yeah.
Batteries exist.
Like the Dyson or something, a Dyson arm.
Oh, no, it's not that much. No, it's just one from DID that I thought, that'll do when I came over here. Yeah, sound.
Yeah. That's the first thing you did when you went over here. Like, I need to buy myself an iron.
I do, because I find them things important. Yeah.
Yeah. Rumour has it he's got a Corby trouser press as well in his room.
A what?
A trouser press.
Yeah, a trouser press.
I don't even know what one of them is, but
they have them in hotels, and you go in, you put your trousers in, you press it up, and the arms are for you. There you go. What are you saying?
I'm saying you've done an Una and put a lot of thinking and even made a poster on ChatGPT about it.
What?
Yeah, that's how much now. That's
I
people
think
like
it's
you.
Trash.
More time than sense.
If it's true, then I want to go.
Trash. All right.
It is trash.
Yeah. But there is an extreme ironing.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, there is somewhere.
Yeah, but it's not this weekend in Galway.
No.
But I do like the effort that I put in.
Yeah, I do. We appreciate the effort.
Yeah, at least you sexed it up this time. You know, not like last week.
Took Una's advice.
Oh, everything that I do to you, is boring.
Oh, you're joking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on. Hit us with it.
All right.
Yeah.
According to extensive research carried out, excuse me, by Charles University in Prague, right? People who iron their underwear are far more likely to display these three traits. Mm-hmm. Number one, notionism. Believe they are superior to the non-undie ironers of the world. Number two, Karenism. They are mainly Karens who have previously argued with a waiter over the temperature of the sparkling water served at dinner. And three, boringism. They have nothing better to be doing with their lives and they have the cheek to be judgy to the non-undie iron community.
Ah, wow.
There you go.
Once again, Una gets it all out.
Karenism.
Oh, yeah.
And boringism.
Yeah, you're guilty of them.
And
notionism.
Notionism.
All three.
I think, Una, you'll find that the only person who drinks sparkling water in this room is you. So you're the notiony one here.
I'm the notiony one. I don't collect gravy boats. I don't have a robot in my house to do all the cleaning.
Yeah.
You've got one of those fridges. You've got the notiony fridges that have, like, the...
I'd love one of them fridges. The water dispensers.
And
the ice.
And the ice.
Yeah. Jealous.
What's next?
That's not notiony. That's just like, it's just technology.
Notions.
That's what it has.
Notions.
Yeah, it's not notion.
Anyway, so notionism, Karenism, boringism. So
I'm saying trash.
You say trash.
It is trash, but we enjoyed it.
Well, it's 100% true. 100% true.
It is. Where?
No, it didn't come from the University of Charles University of Prague, but it came from my head.
If it comes from your head, it has to be true. Yeah. There you go.
Would you agree, though?
What? No. Every day around this time, I just wonder, like, do we need you to be seen?
What do you mean?
That
are you slagging my appearance again? Because I really am going to go to HR now.
What's
going on in my head?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's not it's a weird place to be.
I'd say it's great crack to be in there.
No.
Like, do you need tickets? Like, it's a long queue.
Well,
it's
not boring, anyway.
Hey!
We missed the show.
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I think we need to come up with a theme song for your driving dilemmas.
Okay, I'm here for it.
But,
go on.
Yeah, but I can't think of one off the top of my head. I think it's something that you should work on because it happens to you all. I'll produce it. I'll make it.
But, yeah.
You're a good lyricalist.
I am.
And because it's your experience, you know, do a Tay-Tay on it.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Just about all.
All your woes.
All my woes.
Yeah.
Getting hit with fines that I didn't deserve.
Yeah.
I appealed it and I won.
I had my day in court.
No, I didn't. It was over email.
I would love to see you represent yourself in court for something like that.
Yeah, but...
I find everybody on the jury list. There's no jury in this. I know, but I just wanted to say it anyway. Sustained!
Yeah, no, I do have a lot of just accidents. Well, not accidents.
Jesus.
No, I don't mean accidents. I mean like... experiences in the car that don't serve me well, like the other day when I opened my car door and there was a strong wind and it hit off the other car opposite me and the woman got out and said, yeah, I better pay up.
Have a listen.
We want to bring you another exclusive story to my friend and her calamity of life in general. So last week you were in Navan and you didn't have your tax displayed in the correct place, but you contested it.
Yeah, I got slapped with a fine. Then I appealed it and I won my appeal.
Was this done on an email over the phone or did you just
it was done in an email.
Oh, right.
And I sent a strongly worded letter.
Go on, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
All right. What now, Una? Because there's been many a thing that been brought up about your parking, your driving ability and everything
this was
like that.
This was genuinely not my fault. This was an accident.
Okay.
This was like, what do they call it in insurance terms? Is it the power of nature or an act of God or something like that?
I don't think that actually happens.
The act of God?
Yeah.
No, that's definitely in some kind of insurance thing. No, I read it somewhere. Anyway, So I rocked up to do a shop on Friday in a supermarket and it was a very, very, very windy day. If you think back, you'll remember it was quite blustery last Friday.
Yeah.
So I parked and I opened my car door and before I knew it, the wind had kind of like taken over and my door swung back and hit the car next to me.
Oh no!
So the lady that was in the car on the passenger side got out at the time and she went, oof. And I looked down and I kind of like rubbed it and there was a tiny, tiny little dent, like not even a scratch, just a tiny little dent. But she was like, I'll take your number now because this is my husband's car and he'll blame me for doing that and it wasn't my fault and, you know, it's going to cost money and whatever. So I said, oh yeah, of course, I'm really sorry. Just sorry for the inconvenience. You know, it was an accident, complete accident. It was the wind, not I. So I got a message then from her with the pictures of said dent.
Oh, lovely.
It's like, I'm going to take this
just
to my mechanic.
Just relive the whole experience.
I'm going to take this to my mechanic. I'll let you know how much it costs. So I sent it on to my friend whose partner is a mechanic and they were like, yeah, if they want to replace the door, like, that's going to cost you a couple hundred beans, 300-400. And I sent you. You've seen the picture. You've seen the dent. It's so small.
It's not a door replacement.
No.
It's a small little dent that and it hasn't even punctured
the paint.
The paint or anything like that. It can be pushed or pulled out or tapped out or whatever they do with the whatever way they do it.
Well, I'm just waiting for the text message with like see how much they're going to try and claim.
Well, I would advise you that whatever the cost is, that and you then get the receipt and pay the mechanic, whoever is doing it, the dent repair, instead of giving them the money because they'll be just looking for the money for it.
Oh, yeah. I'll appeal it. I'll appeal it again.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get my solicitor this time.
Who is your solicitor? Is it you?
Yes.
Is it you dressed up with an ironed shirt? Is that what it is? All right. What you doing to do?
The worst look.
087-110-207. He got away, unlike Una, who got caught when her door swung open and hit somebody else's car.
It was a very windy, blustery day. It wasn't my fault. I was distracted. I opened the car door and the wind just blew it away. And there you go, just hit off someone else's car.
Here you are, Una, on iRadio, where hit music lives, confessing to the whole world that you ding someone's other door and now it has to be paid for. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it, Una?
You're going to have to pay for it.
Well, they claim that it's going to cost quite a pretty penny. And let's get an expert on. So we've got David from Letterkenny. Good morning, David.
Hi, David.
Good morning, guys. How's things?
Really good, thanks very much. So, you would be an expert in the field of dings on doors, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm a paint vehicle repair technician for bodywork.
There we go.
Oh, you're my man.
Yeah, so what can Una do?
Right, well, there's a thing called paintless dent removal. So, they use glue to remove tiny dents from vehicles, from little dings and little bangs like that,
yeah.
What you're talking about. So it removes the work of repainting it and filler jobs. So it's a lot cheaper and a lot quicker than a lot of the repairs that used to be done.
This is fantastic. So I'm going to, if they come and hit me with like, you know, 300-400 beans, I'd be like, oh, I spoke to David in Letterkenny. What's it called again, Dave?
Yeah, paintless dent removal.
Paintless dent removal.
Paintless.
Yeah,
this is
fantastic.
And then what you do is, if you want to stop them from making an insurance claim,
yeah,
you can ring your own insurance and tell them that you're willing to pay for the repair.
Oh, perfect.
And then what happened then is your insurance will put a block on that claim coming through. and hitting you then with losing in a 10 bonus.
You are putting out fires everywhere this morning, Dave. Thank you so much.
That's fine. I'm glad to help.
It's a pity Dave isn't right next to where you live and could just do it for you, but he's miles away in the lovely Letterkenny.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Cool, man. Listen, that's fantastic help. I really, really appreciate that. So, paintless dent removal. There we go.
Yeah, they just use glue and a couple of pulleys and away it goes.
Thing is though, like, I when I changed my car there about 2 years ago, there was a key scratch from the front panel all the way to the boot, and then there was a little dent from the person obviously opened it up on a high curb, and there was a dent and was kind of covered over with a bit of, like, you know, a paint pen to kind of cover the thing. And I knew it was there when I was buying it, and I'm like, ah, listen, if I want to get it done, I'll get it done. And when I got a quote for it, it was nearly a grand to get it all done because the whole side of the car had to be resprayed.
Forget about it.
So I was just like, do you know what? I can live with this. Yeah, I can get on with it.
It's well, here, do you know what? It depends on the person that has the damage done to their car. I'm very surprised if it's going to cost them more than about €200.
There you go.
Okay.
You know, because I repaired classic vehicles and done vehicle restoration and small tiny dents. I've repaired on a M3 Classic and it wasn't even €250.
Nice. There you go.
Thank you so much for your reassurance and advice, Dave. Thank you.
No bother. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye. There you go, Nona. There's a little bit of ease on the old head now. That, only another £200 to come out of your bank account.
I know.
Thanks so much to everybody who got in touch this morning on 087 1102 107.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And pay up. Will she? We'll find out soon. I do think, I know we mentioned this at the end of the show, if anybody's listened to it live, that I suggested that you should do a calendar for the end of the year. And it should be just
pictures of my car,
bad parking, and all the scrapes and so, like, but like really good arty shots.
I'd be proud of that, man.
Yeah,
you know, I don't care that people slag me about my parking because that's on them. That's the type of person they are.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I don't slag people about their parking because people in glass houses
can park their cars correctly. All right, enjoy the podcast today.
Yeah, great fun.
Cool. All right, we're back tomorrow morning on the show live from 6 till 10 a.m. Thanks for listening. Subscribe, follow, share, and yeah, nice.
Slán amhaile. Suilela.
Any more?
No, I'm done.
Like, no, they're still there.
No, I got to go now. No, I got
still,
to go.
Like, and fair play to anybody who's still there. Like,
yeah, 12, you know? 12, angel numbers. I got to go.
Oh my God.